thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The newest hot Republican presidential candidate hoped to pull in $250,000 at a pair of fundraisers here. Seemingly out of nowhere, Mike Huckabee has surged to the top of Iowa polls. With his new status comes more scrutiny of statements he made in 1992 when running for governor of Arkansas. He wrote then that if the federal government is truly serious about doing something with the AIDS virus, we need to take steps that would isolate the carriers of this plague. Today, Huckabee says he was being cautious because it was not clear how AIDS was transmitted, and he's changed his mind.
Obviously, I don't believe that we ought to be isolating AIDS patients today, and I've said that publicly. Yet headlines continue to read, Huckabee won't recant. I've said very clearly that wouldn't be a policy that I would even entertain today.
Huckabee says times were different then, but top medical authorities, including the nation's Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, had been saying for years, since the mid-1980s, that AIDS could not be acquired through casual contact. Huckabee's also been criticized for granting criminals clemency. He gave more pardons than past Arkansas governors combined. He also favored a pardon for convicted rapist Wayne Dumont and talked privately to parole board members about releasing him. Huckabee did not grant a pardon, but Dumont was freed by the parole board, and he then killed somebody. Huckabee denies any connection, but parole board members say Huckabee urged the release. The candidate stands behind his record of pardons.
And if I were thinking about, I'm going to make these decisions based on some future office that I'm going to seek, I wouldn't have done any of them. But if that were your son, and that were your daughter, who had a drug charge when they were in college for possession, I have a feeling you'd be one of those folks on my doorstep saying, Mr. Governor, please.
Huckabee says he's not soft on crime, adding there were 6,000 more criminals in jail when he left office than before. He says these questions of his record are driven by his rise in the polls. Some attribute the surge to the Baptist minister's appeal to evangelicals.
Clearly, that's not the only thing going on. I hope the evangelicals are rallying around me, but polls came out this weekend showing that I'm number one in Delaware. I don't remember that being an overwhelming evangelical state.
And he's leading in Michigan, he says, because people are tired of business as usual and of candidates who only talk of what's wrong with the other guy. Republican attorney Kelly Shackelford, an evangelical who sat on the National Party Platform Committee, says Huckabee's a true compassionate conservative, unlike President Bush, who used that term as a campaign ploy.
You've got 10.5 years of being a governor where you've actually seen that. You know, I don't know of any Republican who's run in the country who's gotten, 48% of the African-American vote, for instance. That's not because they were fooled. I mean, that's because they know who he is.
But SMU political science professor Cal Gilson suggests Huckabee's evangelical credentials do matter in attracting core Republican voters and may have had a lot to do with Huckabee's passing Mormon Mitt Romney in the polls.
There's 20% of the American public that is probably not available to Mitt Romney as a Mormon running for president.
A national CNN survey just put Huckabee second behind former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and ahead of Mitt Romney. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.